The evolution in the auto industry continues. Today, Toyota said it would start making its hybrid Prius in the U.S. for the first time. It will also cut down on production of some pickups and SUVs. Replacing gas guzzlers is one way to cope with high fuel costs. Another is to drive less. NPR's Tovia Smith spoke to some people who are doing just that.
When gas prices started climbing up toward $4 a gallon, 22-year-old Molly Hawk says it didn't really take her long to figure out she needed to quit driving everywhere.
It's definitely a no-brainer.
Hawk says without even realizing at first, she found herself riding her bike and walking more. But she recently made a more deliberate decision to move into the city where she can take public transportation.
I'm actually planning on getting rid of my car because all my money's going to gas, so I've decided to just get rid of it.
New government numbers show she's not alone. Drivers have cut their use of fuel to a five-year low.
People get on the bus. You might as well just get on the bus. Just common sense.
20-year-old Deja Wilson says she used to have a car, then she relied on friends. Now she and 17-year-old Neela Williams say even that's become harder.
You ever try to get a ride from somebody and it's like, oh, I'll give you $5.
You
I'll put five in the tank. You can't even do that anymore.
Yeah.
$5 will get you out the gas
I'll
station.
I'll get you some gum and a
soda.
And
right back to the gas station. Yeah. So it's not worth it. You might as well just walk.
Wilson says she even got a new job at a restaurant that's walking distance from her home. Today, they took Williams' car, but deliberately parked it several blocks up and across the road from the coffee shop they're heading to.
That right there, that's $4 to get to the other side. It's $8 to get back. Just get out and walk, yeah.
Don't be lazy.
But there are some at this gas station just outside Boston, especially those running businesses, who say they drive and buy gas as much as ever. They have no choice. Dan Benot, a mason, has managed to cut just a little. For example, when he needs to buy materials like stone or sand.
Just have it delivered, you know what I mean, instead of running around. And.
But they must charge you for that.
They do. There is a fuel surcharge at the bottom, and that has gone up. But we pass it on to the customer. So our prices, as far as our estimates, don't go up. It's like the material's gone up. So.
And that's easier to do than raise your rates.
Exactly.
The high price of gas has changed the way Vinat vacations, too. Instead of taking four or five fishing trips on his family's motorboat like he usually does, this summer he's taking just one.
It's just ridiculous. It costs $1,000 to go down to Newport and back. Just fuel alone skyrocketed. All the boaters with that have motorboats won't go. People are just sitting in their docks drinking. They'd rather go out. They'll just rather stay in the slips, you know, and just socialize down there than take the occasional day trip.
Benot says he's actually looking to sell his motorboat.
I'm working on a sailboat.
And more fuel efficient.
Yeah, exactly. 15
With
gallons.
So many Americans looking to buy less gas, you'd think the gas stations were hurting. And many are. But not this one. Sales are actually up here 10%, the manager says, because high gas prices have forced two other stations down the road to close up. Tovia Smith, NPR News.